Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's topic is going to be leveraging your career and some of the things that we need to be concerned about when you're thinking about a career is first, you need to set goals, and it is very important to set goals for yourself. And think about it this way. What if you did not have a plan and you just figured, well, I'll go be a doctor, and then you just decide, okay, I need to take this, 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 and this, but you're not looking at it as how am I going to plan whether or not I'm going to be successful in that goal. That's why it's important to set goals for yourself. Another reason is that you would want to write a mission statement for yourself or have a strategic plan. And this is very important because you need to plan your success. Nothing happens just because you want it to. You have to plan it. If you want to work your way, if you're interested in working with a corporation, then you need to think of how to plan that career and what you're going to do to work your way up. What type of education are you going to have? If you are an entrepreneur, you need to plan for that business. You need to strategize for that business so that you can build a very successful business. You need to have a good marketing plan or methods of marketing to create success for yourself. Plus, you need to be concerned about networking. And when you do networking, you want to build your contacts. One good way to do that is to be a resource first so that you can help someone else in their success. Therefore, down the road, when you are looking for their help to build your career and your business, you have built trust with them. And this allows you to help yourself to become more successful in life. Now what I'm going to do is go back and discuss some things that you need to do about setting goals for yourself. And I want to tell you a story about when the Olympics was being held in Atlanta, Georgia, since that's where I live. I had wanted to work with the Olympics. First, I went and registered with a company that was hiring for the Olympics, and that was Randstad. They had expanded to where they had 10 offices in the Atlanta area to be able to work with the Olympics and help them to fill those positions, because the Olympics had paid positions and they had volunteer positions. So the volunteers often got the better hours, but I felt if I was going to work with the Olympics, I needed to be in a position where I was being paid, because I could not give my time away because I did not work with a corporation where I had a steady salary. So what I had to do was go and register with them. Then I registered with several other companies who at the time were contracted with the Olympics to help fill positions. And one of these companies was a company that I worked with when I worked with the Convention Bureau. And what happened was that because I had worked with them previously and they had jobs available that were pre-Olympic as well as during the Olympics and post-Olympics, then because this particular company always held off payment till 3 weeks after the job had even started, much less completed, which was their policy when they hired people to work conventions, then at least because I started from the very beginning, I was already receiving a paycheck from them by the time the Olympics started. So what I did was that I worked in a position that was a security position. So I was working in the media center while they built the set where all of the announcers would come and announce the different events during the Olympics. Then during the Olympics, I worked on the square between what is now Phillips Arena, the Georgia World Congress Center, and the Georgia Dome on the square there, directing traffic and making sure that everyone went a certain way so that there was not going to be a bottleneck and people could move more smoothly during that period of time. The purpose of doing this is to help you understand why it's important to set a goal for yourself, because setting a goal is a step-by-step process. It does not happen just because you say, this is a goal that I'm going to work towards. You have to plan it. You have to write that plan. You have to figure out step-by-step what you're going to do to implement that plan. And then you have to bring it to fruition. Now, let's talk about why it's important to write a mission statement or a strategic plan for yourself. How many times have you seen when you walk into a business what their mission was? That was to help you understand what they hope to accomplish in serving you as a business in the community. And many people don't realize it, but you, for your personal life, also have to have a strategic plan. Just think about when you were in school, what were the things that you did when you had to take a test or you went to class? First, you had to read the material. Then in the classroom, you went over the material. Then at the end of the project, when it came time to take a test to figure out how much you had learned, you had to spend time studying for that test. And then you took the test and you found out how successful you were in gaining that knowledge. Well, think about it. If you don't plan your life, then what are the options of you being successful in your life? It's why it's important to think of having a mission statement or a strategic plan for yourself in place. Now, when you work with a corporation, usually you get hired in at the bottom, and you have to work your way up. Well, today the marketplace has changed, but the things that you had to do 20, 25 years ago to get into management were the same things that you need to do today. And many a times, even having a good education or a good knowledge of that business or project before you even get hired will help you to be more successful in the job market and gain the skills that you need to become successful. Now, what I do is I'm an entrepreneur, but my business as an entrepreneur is to help people to reach their maximum potential in life. And I first do that by implementing or using assessment profiles, because once you understand your behavior pattern and your skills, then you can understand why you react or respond in a certain situation or why you are better at one job than you are at another. And one of the ways that you need to create an opportunity for yourself in the workplace is to be able to work as a team with a group of people. If once you've worked in a team as a group of people and the team has worked successfully, or you've learned how to avoid conflict and communication with each other, then what that allows you to do is to show that you're ready to go into management in that company. And companies are often looking to hire from within and not always outsource or bring in new people from different companies unless they know they're going to fit into what the mission of that company is. So as you can see, what we're talking about is how you can position yourself to gain success within a company. The next thing we're going to do is talk about entrepreneurship. When you think about entrepreneurship, first you got to plan what type of product it is that you're going to sell. Is it a product that is needed? Is it a consumable product? Will people be coming back to you on a regular basis to buy this product? Then you need to strategize how you're going to get that product into people's hands. What are you going to do? And then you need to think about marketing. And in marketing, there are many different types of methods that you can use. The last thing we're going to talk about on that topic is networking. You want to build your network of contacts. How are you going to meet them? What type of resource are you going to be to them first? And then what can they do to help you to be successful? So let's go back and talk about the companies. Many years ago, or today, you have to be realistic about what your expectations are within that company. Back in the beginning of the 20th century, when corporations were just being established, what they did was they hired people and they basically trained them in the job that they were going to be doing within that company. Then they would promote them into management level positions. As they did that, what you were also finding was that people were more loyal to the company at that time. I'm going to tell you a story that kind of shows you how the market has changed over the last 100 years or so in what opportunities there are in the workplace. In the beginning of the 20th century, when the Europeans first came to this country, they often took whatever jobs they were able to get simply because they wanted to work. So even if the boss could not pay them, they took the job. My mother always talked about Uncle Barney. And Uncle Barney lived in New York. He lived in the high rise. He was willing to work as a janitor to have a roof over his head. He went to work for the steel mill and worked for free until the owner was able to pay him his salary. Then when the owner died, it was in the will that they could not fire Uncle Barney. They had to let him work until he was ready to retire. He worked until he was in his 70s, and then once he retired, he would travel back and forth between New York, where he was living, in Florida during the winter because he, at that age, could not take the cold winters anymore in New York. And then he lived to be 99, and how he died was that he got up one night thinking it was morning and got dressed to go downstairs to eat breakfast and in the process fell down the stairs and split his head open. Well, he lived a long life, and he was very successful in his choices. Now, the Europeans who first came to this country, their children were the ones who fought in World War II. They were the ones who came in at the beginning of the corporate environment, and they worked their way up to management-level positions. Once they had been working for the company for 25 years, they were given a retirement party, they got a gold watch, and then they were, in essence, supposed to go off and, in their twilight years, to have a very happy life living on Social Security and having their needs met. Well, as you know, today, some of those things are not realistic. Their children were the baby boomers. These were the people who were born after 1945, which was the end of World War II. And they came in at the tail end of the corporate environment. What that meant was that once they had worked with the corporations for 20 years, 15 years, 20, or even 25 years, the companies were not being loyal to them anymore because the employees were not always loyal to the company. If they felt they had better opportunities somewhere else, that the executive search firms would be able to steal them away from one company to work for another company. So as many of them were offered buyout packages. They got health insurance covered. They got a certain amount of money to live off of for so many months. And then they were told goodbye. Well, many of those people who were in the buyout phase of the corporate environment like IBM, some went to work for themselves as entrepreneurs, doing consulting, using the skills that they learned working for the corporation. Some found that entrepreneurship was not in their blood, and they often went and worked for different companies. I had a friend at this stage who had worked with IBM for 22 and a half years. When she got her buyout package, she left and took 6 months off to decide whether or not she wanted to become an entrepreneur or go back and work with another small business. What she found that entrepreneurship was not for her, and someone from her church told her that Mailboxes, et cetera, was hiring a manager. So she went and to the company, and she got hired on as a manager within the company. She worked there 3 or 4 years, and then when Nordstrom's opened up their store in the Atlanta area, she went to work with them and worked for another 4, 5, 6 years, and then she retired. And the next generation was the Gen X, the Gen Y, the Gen Xers, who were also known as the Millennium Generation, and they have no guaranteed jobs anymore. So they may get hired on with a company, but be there no more than 3, 4, maybe 5 years, and they're going on to the next company. And this is also a challenge for the company in their training methods, because the Gen Xers are also known as the Millennium Generation. This is the generation that grew up with the computers and the instant messaging and the computer games. So they have learned how to multitask. And this becomes a challenge for the training within a company because they have to gear their training methods and make it more real. Because if you remember, what you seeing was the computer games. And the kids were learning to play these computer games and think fast, or even if you watch the videos, they don't last but more 2, 3, 4 minutes. So that's the attention span of the Millennium Generation. So you have to gear your training towards these people, towards that generation. And what you're also finding is the Millennium Generation is the generation who doesn't really want to start at the bottom with the company and work their way up. So they're also thinking in terms of entrepreneurship. And as an entrepreneur, you have to plan where are you going to be in 5, 10, or even 15 years. How are you going to set your goals, and what are you going to reach those goals? And in marketing, you need to consider now the use of the Internet. When you use the Internet, there are a number of social business groups that you can go on where you can generally build your network of people who can help you to market your program. You may want to first become an affiliate with them, with their product and their service, and help them build their income, and then in reverse, they will become an affiliate with you and help you build and grow your business. If you think back to 20 years ago when you had multi-level marketing? How did they run those meetings? What did they do to become success? Amway was the first company to do multi-level marketing, and they proved that it was a success. Then you also had Mary Kay Cosmetics using these plans. Well, their concept is you go out and you recruit, you recruit, you recruit, and every time you recruit, you train these people, and you keep having meetings where you're having motivational sessions, where you're pumping them up and how they can grow their business and the things that they can do to become very successful with the products that they are selling. So their companies, what they found was that instead of keep having people recruit to the millennium, because there's only a certain number of people that you're going to find who are going to be really gung-ho and stick with the product. Because today, if you are looking at selling something, it's something that you have to believe in. And if you get into it just because someone has hooked you into using that product and you're going out there and trying to sell it, if you don't really believe in it, then you're not going to be able to sell it. And then you're going to build and become negative about that product. So to remain positive, you have to think about what it is that product is, how is it going to help you, and why is it that you use it or believe in it that you can really get excited about, because that excitement is what hooks other people into wanting to purchase your product that you're marketing. So think about all of these things that you need to do to help you become successful. So as we reiterated, what we've talked about is from the early 20th century and the different generations and how the marketplace has changed now that it's the beginning of the 21st century, and what strategies you need to do and how you can build your business. Because think about it. You've got your places that you can go for social networking, like a Leeds Club or a Power Core. In those meetings, they have a certain way that they conduct them. First, they will go and stand up in front of a group. They will introduce themselves, give you one or two information about their product that you need to know, and then they will tell you what type of lead is good for them. And what you do in those situations is you pass around from each other leads for sales of your product or their product. Then you have the social networking groups on the internet where each person has their different product that they're selling, and how you help each other build your business is through affiliate programs. And in an affiliate program, when you sell that individual's product, they give you a certain percentage that you will make on a sale. And the higher the product, the higher the percentage, the more you can make. And what they've helped you do is to at least stabilize your income so you can pay your bills, and then you can start putting into place the marketing plan that you want for your business. As you do that and as you grow your business, then you're gaining more success. And there's many different types of methods of marketing on the internet. There's viral marketing, where you go out and you basically send out emails to anyone who has opted in to your list on your website. You can do that by, say, putting out, as I do, a success tip. If you want to have a success tip sent to you on a regular basis, then you just need to send an email at successcoach, S-U-C-C-O-A-C-H, at yahoo.com. and I will put you on my list and send you an email on a weekly basis telling you a different type of success tip that can help you become successful in your life. This is, as you can see, this is a tip of something that you can do to help you to gain success for your business. And there are other methods. As you build your business on the web, you have to also be able to have a website where people can go to. You need to write a blog. A blog is an article that you've written that's out there. There's a number of sites that you can go on, like blogfather.com, and write blogs. There's also places like helium.com where you can go and write articles. And then what you need to do is send them through an RSS feed. That RSS stands for Real Simple System. And every site has it, and it's a certain logo that they have that you can hit and make your blog go into a system where anyone can pick it up and read it. And it also helps to gain you some idea of how you can gain some notoriety for yourself. Because what you need to be able to do is have a high ranking on the internet. What this does is it helps you to gain the higher ranking that you get on your website, whenever people will Google or go into Yahoo or MSN, whatever system that they're using to do a search, and they put certain keywords in and a list of websites come up, then your website will rank whether it's 1, 2, or 3. And the higher you rank, the better your chances of having someone come to your website and purchase. Because 2% of the people who come to your website are going to purchase from you. So if you're having, say, 185 people a week coming through and you have 2%, that comes out to 17 sales a week on your website. Now, if you find that people are coming to your website and they're going through different pages and they're doing a search but they're not purchasing anything, then you need to see why are they not purchasing. What are the things that you can do to change those sites to help them to want to purchase the next time that they come? Because you want to bring people back to your website. And what happens is that if you have a counter on your website, it can tell you how many people or unique visits that you have. Now, if a person comes twice in 1 week or twice within 1 month, they are not counted as anything more than one in how they are ranked. So what you need to do is think about what it is that you can do to help grow your business. And one of the things that you want to do to help you become more successful in your business today. So let's go out there. Let's plan our success. Let's work our way up. And let's have good marketing methods in place. Let's plan for that success. And let's build our contacts through networking. You want to grow your business and find ways that you can do things to help yourself. And that can be on the internet, and that can be marketing even as a way of the traditional method of marketing, which is, now the traditional methods do cost you more money than it does to market on the internet, but you need multiple methods or strategies of marketing to gain that success and build your business so that you too can have more success of your business and gain some growth within your company. So as you can see, strategizing is a very important part of gaining success for yourself when you're an entrepreneur. So we all need to think in terms of what are we going to do today that down the road in 5 years, 10 years, even 20 years, we've built the income that we need and we build a trust but within our employees, but not even just our employees, but our customers. Because if your customer will trust you, then he will come back and purchase from you on and on. And it's very important to understand why trust is a very important aspect of how you grow your business and how you maintain that business and how you gain recognition for your success within that business. And not only are blogs important, but going out and speaking at different organizations and volunteering your time, because another way of growing your business is, as corporations have learned and what they encourage their employees to do, is to go out and volunteer and give back to the community. Because when you give back to the community, then you may have the news media, whether it's on the internet or it's in our daily papers or our weekly papers, they will come to you and they will ask your opinion. And then you are looked at as an expert in your field. And as an expert in your field, then people begin to want to reach out to you. And as they reach out to you, then they're helping you to grow your business. And I would like to thank you for listening to this week's show and return next week. And I would like to take this time to invite you back to listen to our show when we talk about making money on the internet.